The Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks haven't missed a beat in the offseason, routing the Green Bay Packers 36-16 last night. Marshawn Lynch ran for 110 yards and two touchdowns, and Russell Wilson added 191 yards passing and two touchdowns through the air. Meanwhile, this weekend on Sunday at 1 o'clock, the New York Jets will take on Oakland at MetLife Stadium. Also at 1 p.m., New England will face the Dolphins in Miami and the Bears host Buffalo. Monday Night Football has the New York Giants in Detroit at 7:10. In Major League Baseball in the American League, Mark Teixeira and Chase Headley lifted the New York Yankees over the Boston Red Sox 5-4. Teixeira and Headley hit solo home runs off Koji Uehara in the ninth inning. New York is four games out of the second AL wildcard spot with 24 games left. Elsewhere, Detroit bested Cleveland 11-4-11, Toronto edged Tampa Bay 1-0-10, the Angels won against Minnesota 5-4. In interleague play, Baltimore defeated Cincinnati 9-7. In the National League, the St. Louis Cardinals and Milwaukee Brewers are going in different directions. The NL Central leading Cardinals won their sixth in a row 3-2 over the Brewers, who dropped nine straight to fall three games behind St. Louis in the division race. Roger Federer saved two match points while coming all the way back from a two-set deficit to beat Gael Monfils 4-6, 3-6, 6-4, 7-5, 6-2 last night and reached the U.S. Open semifinals for the first time since 2011. This was the ninth time Federer has won a match after dropping the opening two sets. The New York Knicks will hold their training camp at the United States Military Academy for the first time since 1966. The team says it will practice in West Point, New York from September 30th until October 4th. It'll be the first training camp under new coach Derek Fisher. For WAMC Sports, I'm Patrick Garrett.